Welcome to Let's Talk About Podcasting. Today, let's talk about racism. Today, your hosts are Maisie and
Kira.
To fill you in on how people from fictional books to current day movements take a stand against racism in their lives.
Racism is defined in the dictionary as prejudice, discrimination directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior.
Kira, today, along with racism, we will be talking about when it is right for someone to take a stand, and is it important for people to make their own life choices? Kira, when do you think it is right to take a stand?
It is right to take a stand whenever and wherever you want to. You should take a stand for what you believe in. It is also important for people to make their own life choices so they can do what they want to, so they can follow their dreams.
I personally believe it is right to take a stand when something you believe in is getting discredited or attacked by people in society, so they need to make their own life choices that will largely affect their future and what they believe to be right. So it is important to take a stand and make your own life choices. In the book To Kill a Mockingbird, it tells the story of the town of Maycomb from the point of view of Scout Finch, a little girl who experiences many things, such as a rape case, murder, and attackers. Now, Kira, we just finished up what is now one of my favorite books, but what is your opinion on the book and how the town of Maycomb County faces racism and their tight-knit community with many secrets?
I don't think Maycomb County handles racism very well, because everyone thinks blacks are not equal to whites. I think this is because of the time period they are in and because they are located in the South, where most people need to get blacks' help because it's free.
Kira, that was put nicely. I agree the way the Finch family handles racism towards the people in their county is inspirational, especially because of the time they are in and where they live. The Finch family knows when it is right to take a stand, which they show throughout the book, from court cases to neighborly things.
Everyone has heard of African-American Barrington Irving, right? Irving flew around the world in a plane with just $30 in his pocket. Everyone told him he could not do it, but he wanted to prove them wrong, and he did. I think Barrington Irving took a stand for all the right reasons, because he believed he should do something, and he did it. Irving followed his dreams because he made his own life choices.
I want to go back to what I said earlier about To Kill a Mockingbird, the Finch family, and how they know when it is right to take a stand. And now Irving joins that group of people who know when it is right to take a stand and when you should make your own life choices and how it impacts your future.
Now, Maisie, have you heard about the African-American mother that wants to tackle racism?
No, I have not. Would you tell me more?
I certainly will. Tiffany Robertson was awaiting the grand jury's verdict on the white police officer that shot an 18-year-old African-American. When the verdict came out, the police officer was found innocent. Instead of getting angry, Tiffany did something about this. She made Touchy Topics Tuesday, or TTT. This is an app for police officers to freely talk about racism. I agree with what Tiffany said because she felt she needed to take a stand, and she did.
I also agree with what Tiffany said because you can take a stand anytime you feel it is right. Well, now that we have talked about racism from books to real life, I hope you all have a better understanding of racism, when it is right to take a stand, and how making your own life choices are important towards your future. That's all for episode 1 of Let's Talk About with Maisie
and Kira. Irving flew around the world in a plane with just $30 in his pocket. Everyone told him he could not do it, but he wanted to prove them wrong, and he did. I think Barrington Irving took a stand for all the right reasons, because he believed he should do something, and he did it. Irving followed his dreams because he made his own life choices.
I want to go back to what I said earlier about To Kill a Mockingbird, the Finch family, and how they know when it is right to take a stand, and now Irving joins that group of people who know when it is right to take a stand and when you should make your own life choices and how it impacts your future.